back at the top of the hour to remind you that you've been listening to Ube Radio, hosted for the 12th and very last time by Shirley and Spinoza in the live Sunday night tradition. Tonight's live sets are one giant glass of yak beer and a heartfelt toast to our host, Fausto, as a thank you and a farewell. I think it is a universal constant that the people most deserving of thanks are usually the ones who demand it least, or, amazingly, never expect thanks at all.
Stand up straight!
Exactly. Well, we all know our gracious host definitely supports this theory. We do not ask that you all observe a moment of silence. Perish the thought, in fact, and stay tuned here for the next few hours of live music, courtesy of the Juniors and Infants Mixed Fausto Appreciation Ensemble of Ube Xinjiang.
Here comes part two of Yak Facts for you information gluttons out there. The yak body parts from head to toe. There's nary a part of the yak not used by these clever herdsmen. The yak sustains the life of the herdsmen either directly or by providing them with merchandise for the marketplace. Number 1. Yak head decorations. Materials: yak head, lye, watercolor, gold and silver powder, polyamino esters. Method: slaughter. Cut off the head, clean remains and brains. Boil in the lye until color becomes white. Dry outside in the sun. Draw Tibetan texts and patterns with watercolor. Add gold and silver powder and paint with polyamino esters. These collector's items are symbols of good luck, safety, and strength. Supply falls short of demand. Order yours today. Number 2, the tail. Yak tails are symbols of wealth and luck, commonly made into ornaments, given to guests, or peddled to wide-eyed tourists. The tail is a prime material used in Chinese opera to make wigs and fake mustaches. The tail has also been used in India to make the ceremonial fly whisk, or chamara, an ancient symbol of royalty. Temple carvings and paintings usually show depictions of the fly whisk held in the hands of attendants serving royalty, or of lesser gods serving gods higher up in the pantheon. When 3 fly whisks are attached to the end of a spear, the assemblage takes on significance as a symbol of wartime. This usage was adapted by the Turkish army, and documents as late as the 18th century describe pashas of 3 tails displayed in front of the Turkish soldiers' tents in Constantinople as an emblem of their military might and power. Following the tail, we come to the dung. Tribal villagers in the yak-packed regions collect yak dung from the trails to dry out and use as fuel for fires. For instance, the Sherpa people from the Himalayan highlands rely on small iron stoves for heating their homes and cooking in their kitchens. Above a certain elevation, wood is scarce, and the government has placed tight restrictions on the wooded lands throughout the protected Himalayan forests. This has reinforced the old practice of using the dung paddies to break up and burn in the stoves. The dried yak dung has no strong odor and burns very hot. Those who enjoy the warmth of the hot stove on cold nights really treasure it, regardless of its dubious origin. Many a trekker can be heard pleading, "Another yak dung on the fire, please!" In addition, sun-dried yak feces is used as a building material for walls and as an insulation to fill cracks in fences. Fresh, wet yak feces is painted on as a mortar for these construction projects. Number 4, organs, viscera, and miscellaneous. The yak three-whip combination. used as a nutritional supplement and aphrodisiac to counteract those frigid nights. Materials: ox whip, i.e. ox whip penis, i.e. yak penis, oxtail, i.e. yak tail, spinal cord, and various Chinese herbs. Methods: slaughter the yak and peel off the skin. Remove ox penis and oxtail. Separate spinal cord out from spine. Wash, mix with herbs, and vacuum seal. Another product in great demand, far exceeding the supply. Yak bezoar stones. A practice in which a plastic, oval, hollow ping pong-like ball, punctuated with holes, is surgically inserted into a yak gallbladder. 2 years later, the gall ball is removed and harvested for bile, then sold for exorbitant prices in Chinese medical pharmacies. The empty gallbladder itself is often used as a milk or butter container. And last but not least, for a midnight yak snack, canned yak hooves. Mm-mm, good! A very popular food item, high in cartilage and colloid protein. Soul food of the Far East.
Yeah, all right. And now part two of How to Make Your Own Home-Brewed Yak Beer. Brought to you by Oob Aerodynamics and Bioengineering, where diverse technologies are always conjoined, but never married.
Part two, finalization and bottling. Have these items sanitized and waiting. Racking cane, siphon hose, bottle filler, bottle capper, bottle caps, and bottles. Boil 3 cups of water in a saucepan and add 1 cup of corn sugar. Why? Because the yeast in the wort is now dormant and you need to reactivate it so it can make more CO2. In a closed bottle, the CO2 will remain in solution, and voila, your yak beer will be naturally carbonated. This is called bottle conditioning. Place the Fausto on a cabinet or table and prepare a bottling spot complete with towels or newspapers to catch spills on the floor nearby. Once the sugar has melted completely, remove the Fausto lock assembly from the Fausto and use the funnel to pour the sugar solution into the wort. Smack it several times with your racking cane. Then rinse off the cane and attach it to one end of the siphoning hose. The bottle filler should be on the other end. Remove the Fausto lock from the lid, insert the cane into the hole the Fausto lock has just vacated, and attach the whole assembly to the top of the Fausto. Slide the cane down until it's within 2 inches of the base of the Fausto. The Fausto lid will have a stem into which you can blow to increase the air pressure inside the Fausto. Gravity should take care of the rest. Get a bottle, remove the lid, and rinse it out. Then kneel, place the bottle on the floor, and insert the bottle filler. This device will be long enough to reach to the base of the bottle. Press down, and the yak beer should start to flow. When the bottle is filled to within 1 inch of the top, release the pressure, cutting off the flow of yak beer. Then cap the bottle, put it aside, and then proceed to fill your bottles until the wort level is within 3 to 4 inches of the bottom of the Fausto. Your 5 gallons of wort should make 48 to 60 bottles of yak beer. You'll want to avoid the dregs, which are thick with skin particles and, though palatable, can cause digestive problems. Toss the dregs and clean up after yourself. Then, put the yak beer away in a dark place for at least a week so that it can age and carbonate properly. When it's ready, pop it in the fridge for an hour before enjoying it. You'll notice that your yak beer will appear cloudy at first due to the presence of hops, yak fur, yeast, and a few other minor impurities, but in nearly all cases, these particles will settle out of the yak beer after a few days. As long as you use a glass and are careful when you pour, your yak beer should retain its clarity. If it doesn't, no matter, the haze won't affect the taste.
Thus concludes our feature story, How to Make Your Own Homebrewed Yak Beer, proudly sponsored by Oob Cabs Incorporated, coming from everywhere to get you nowhere. The producers would like to thank and apologize to Floyd Larchin. And now let's rejoin our live musicians.
Friends, it does sound as if the yak beer is taking effect. I put a couple of drops of SNS roofie juice into each and every bottle just before we went on air, and all I see is a whole plane of supine bodies out there, and hopefully one of our nurses will go out there and revive the performer so that we can get underway with this hour, next hour of Oob Radio and Rack Beer. What? Yak beer? Holy moly. Looks like someone pulled the switcheroo and switched one of the affected bottles with mine here. Well, mine was the one with the little nipple on it. I thought I made that clear. Well, this is exactly why we've been banned from the airwaves. I can see the police line going up right now, but hopefully we can buy another couple of hours or so of web air time, buying them by way of sending a case of yak beer on off with the chief of police there. He's an easy sale. Smiles all around. Yak beer here on Oob Radio. So those of you that would like to get in touch, be sure to do so by contacting us at Shirley N. Spinoza. That's one word, Shirley N, letter N, Spinoza. Using AIM or iChat, or you can email us at radio@compoundeye.org. That's radio@compoundeye.org. And one of our many highly intelligent trained yaks will be here with special hoof adapters, of course, to reply to your missive. Alrighty, go ahead and fade myself on out. Looks like the effects of my SNS roofie action. Okay, there we go. I'm getting the hoof signal. Okay, and we're ready to go. I'm out. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.